Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made.
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News Radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget our YouTube channel. It's under my name, Susan Puzio. And you can see some interesting videos there. And also our website, propheticnews.com. Those things are available for you. So, it's been an interesting week. Today, we are going to talk about Kim Clement, and he calls himself a prophet, but really, he's a false prophet. I don't really think he's born again, and I will read you some of his quotes, and you will get to hear a little bit of his so-called prophecies, and they don't come to pass. So if you want to call yourself a prophet and you prophesy and the things don't come to pass, then you're not a prophet. So I know sometimes people say, well, why do you say things about people? I didn't say it. I'm going to read you things that he said, and you can go to his website, and I'm going to read you something right from his website. So get mad at him. Get mad at Rod Parsley and Juanita Bynum. We're going to talk about them a little bit today, too, because they said it. I didn't say it. I'm only repeating what they said, and I'm telling you what they said. So call them up and ask them why they said it. That's what we try to do on this program, is we report what other people have said, so you know what they're saying, so that you know that they're false and they're not really a brother or a sister. And usually one way that I will cross you off my list of people that I would consider a brother or a sister or somebody that I would listen to is how they raise money. Now, if they're an extortioner and they're a scam artist and then they use the name of Jesus in the same sentence while they're scamming you, well, that's not Christian. That's not a Christian. That's not a brother. That's not a sister, because people that knows Jesus, we live a different way. We have a different standard that we follow. So we have to turn these people off and keep them off until they go away. Get another job. Just don't use the Bible as a scamming to scam people. It cost Jesus too much for our salvation. So I don't take it lightly, and I don't think any of us should. But anyway, I want to just mention a couple things that I heard this week. Last night I was watching the God TV. Okay, I call it On God TV, and it's a satellite network. Some of you probably have it, and some of you might not have it. But it's Wendy and Rory Alec had founded the network. And, of course, Rory, the husband, ran off with his mistress. And he resigned the network. And he wants a divorce from his wife. I don't know if the divorce is final or what, but he doesn't want anything more to do with the ministry. So, anyway, the wife, Wendy Alec, is now there. And, of course, she does her so-called Missions Week, and it's nothing from one scam artist after another. You'll see people like Todd Koontz. You know, Todd, if he doesn't look like a used car salesman, I don't know who does. But then you see Steve Muncie. Please. So it's no wondering that this network is always in debt and they always need money, because you can't, if you don't build your foundation on the solid rock and you build your foundation on sinking sand, your ministry or whatever you're calling a ministry, it's not going to last. It's going to sink. And you might wind up like Wendy Alec reported a few months ago that she had to take, they gave her OxyContin for her nerves after her husband left. So, and even people like Paula White claims that she was on Prozac for 6 months. Well, I wonder why. I don't have to take Prozac or for 6 months because I'm having problems with my mind, because I have a sound mind, because I try to live my life by the word of God. And no, I'm not perfect, no. But I try to do what's right. And as long as I do what's right, I'm not going to wind up like Nebuchadnezzar. Remember the story of Nebuchadnezzar in the Bible? He disobeyed God. So what happened? King Nebuchadnezzar winds up on all fours like an animal, and his hair grows out long, and his fingernails like are long, and he's eating grass. He wound up losing his mind. So that's what will happen when you disobey God. It's just a fact of life. You can't serve two masters. So it's much easier to do things God's way and to let God bless you. But anyway, Wendy was saying that Kim Clement, the false prophet, she said, now this is on audio, and you can go watch the rerun if you want to, but she said that Kim Clement lost his voice because he had this, this last week he was rushed to the hospital because he had some kind of a brain bleed, and then he needed brain surgery, and now they have him in a medically induced coma, and so whether or not he survives and whether or not he ever talks again, I don't know. So she said that his speech was altered because of the event with his brain. So I'll tell you something, though. God is giving this man some time to repent, and maybe he will. You know, because he makes crazy statements like Jesus said, you never had to be born again. Or I'm going to read it, and you can go on his website, and you can see it for yourself. I'll give you the web address. And so, and I'm going to read you a few quotes from his Facebook page. You can go there to the Kim Clement Facebook page, and they are updating sickness, the surgery, the brain surgery, and the coma, and they're all going to be gathering at the den tonight. Now, who goes to a den? Who? Come on now, who goes to a den? Who? I don't want to be invited to a den. That sounds very odd, very odd. So, anyway, also, then the Benny Hinn was on last night. He's raising money for the On God TV, and so there's Benny Hinn. He's sitting there with his son-in-law, and Benny says, "No, you know, we know Benny has. He says he has a healing ministry, and he's got the anointing and." And he tries to talk like Catherine Kuhlman, which is odd. So he said that, well, he had a heart attack. Well, he says it's not a heart attack, but his heart was attacked, let me put it that way, and he had to be rushed to the hospital. I think it was in March or somewhere, May or something. And now he says he's taking 3 different medications, and there's no side effects, he says. No side effects. No. Well, every medication has side effects. I don't know what planet he's on. But then he said he's going in January, and he's going to have a procedure done on his heart. He said something about they're going to stick a wire up there or something. So I don't know, Benny. I guess the Lord passed you by, like when Jesus, and I believe Jesus is a healer. I know, because he's healed me many times. So, yes, I believe in miracles, and I believe Jesus is a healer. Benny Hinn, no. No, Benny Hinn's another false prophet, and I don't think he's saved either. He's another con artist. But anyway, I'm going to... let me just get the update about Rod Parsley. Of course, we've done a few programs, and you know that Rod Parsley has throat cancer, and he hasn't been able to talk. Now, this comes directly from his wife, and I have the audio. Actually, I played the audio last week. I'm going to have to put it up on my YouTube channel, but Rod Parsley... his wife gave a report and said that he was unable to talk because his vocal cords were swollen after 28 radiation treatments. And so he's not even supposed to whisper. But they claim that he's going to be at World Harvest Church tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you wanted to... view that, it's you can go to rodparsley.com, I think, and then there's television, and then there's on demand, so you can pick up the live broadcast of World Harvest Church, and you can hear for yourself what they're saying, and maybe we'll see if Rod makes it there tomorrow. It'll be interesting anyway. But, and, you know, Rod Parsley, he's got throat cancer. You can go to his webpage, and you can go to his Facebook page, and he's still scamming people. He's still telling you that if you send in the Day of Atonement offering, which he claims is the most holy day of the year. I didn't know that God had any holy days. I didn't know that. No, it's interesting. I thought every day was the Lord's day. I didn't know that God had a special day where he pours out his favor on you. I already have the favor of God. So how much more favor am I going to get by sending in an atonement offering? It's stupid. And so, but it hasn't stopped, Rod. You think that laying down on a bed of affliction and you have throat cancer and you can't talk and you're a preacher, you're a pastor, you head up a Bible college, you have a television ministry, and you can't talk. You think that you would look at your life and you would cry out to God, Lord, what have I done? Show me my transgressions. Show me, Lord. But no, still scamming. Still scamming. You can go to his webpage and you can see it for yourself and his Facebook page. He's even though he can't talk, he's still writing. And he's still scamming people by writing. So, anyway, like I said, you can tune in tomorrow. Go to rodparsley.com and you can see the television link there. And see if he shows up. It'll be interesting anyway. Supposedly they're having Dwight Thompson there, and he'll do the preaching because if Rod can't talk, I don't know what's he going to do when he goes there, stand there? I don't know. But anyway, I'm praying for his salvation because really, Rod Parsley's in trouble with God. Yeah, he's in trouble with God. Yeah. How much do you think any of us, and it could be any of us, that we would stand in front of the public, in front of the whole world with a Bible, and we would tell you that Jesus Christ, the God of our salvation, the God that died for us, the God that hung on a cross, the God that wore a crown of thorns, the God that suffered beyond words, the God that died and rose from the dead, the God that ascended into heaven, the God that created the universe, you send me $100. Send it to God in via Rod Parsley and that God that he talks about, because it certainly isn't the Jesus that we know. That is another Jesus. That is another gospel. So he's in trouble with God. And I hope he repents. I really do. I really do. I wouldn't want to be being judged by God and having to go through all this calamity. His wife said the other night, she was at the church on Wednesday and preaching, and she said, oh, the devil tried to take our building away from us once. Well, it just may happen. You may lose that place. You may wind up losing it. God just may close it up. Remember, he closed up PTL. You can go on the internet, go to YouTube, and you can see the videos of the deserted. Remember, for us that remember what PTL looked like in the 1980s when Jim Baker owned it? It was beautiful. What a place. I mean, it was gorgeous. And now the buildings are all collapsing. Of course, Rick Joyner bought the hotel, and he's restoring that. And that's another false prophet. But you can go and see how God judged the place. Big holes in the roofs, roofs caving in. It was a mess. It was just totally abandoned. So there's numerous churches in this country that have been foreclosed and abandoned because God judged it. He wrote Ichabod on it, and that was it. So I'm afraid of God. I'm afraid of God. He's God. And he does judge people. He does judge people. So if I was in Rod Parsley's shoes, I would be crying out for mercy. And I would take down all that scamming, all those scamming things that he's doing. I would take it down. Because now here's the scripture. Okay, this is, if you go into I'm using this website, Crosswalk, and because I can look up any Bible verse on there, and I'm looking on the King James Version, so you can look up the word extortioner. It's actually in the Bible, extortioners. Now, 1 Corinthians 6:10 says, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now, what do you think extortioner is? Rod Parsley, Benny Hinn, Mike Murdoch, all those scam artists that promise you that if you send money, you're going to get a blessing and debt cancellation and jubilee and healing and salvation for your family. That's called extortion. So what does 1 Corinthians 6:10 say? They shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, I didn't write that, so take it up with God. I didn't write it. Proverbs, here's a few verses on false. Proverbs 14:5, a faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. Proverbs 12:17, he that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. Proverbs 17:4, a wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. Proverbs 19:5, a false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. Now, I didn't write it, so I didn't write those scriptures, and that's what the Word of God says. So we don't want to fall into the hands of an angry God, because God Almighty and Jesus Christ take salvation very seriously. They take it very seriously. They take people's eternal destiny very seriously. They don't want us playing with the gospel. No, we're not supposed to play with the gospel and use it to enrich ourselves by picking people's pockets with false promises. So the fact that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, and he didn't have to come here, but he did, and he came, and he died and suffered. They take it pretty seriously, so we're supposed to take it pretty seriously, too, that when we present ourselves to the world as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, then we better be speaking not with a forked tongue, not with lying, not with a false witness and falsehoods. Go start some cult or something and leave Jesus and the Bible out of it. Because that's what it is anyway, really. I mean, these people are cult leaders. That's what they are. So you can always combat a lie with the truth. So you can go to these Bible study websites. And back in the day, remember when we used to take out our Strong's Concordance? Like, I haven't had mine out for a long time. But remember, we used to take out our Strong's Concordance, and we'd take out our Bynes Expository Dictionary, and we'd be looking up the words, and we'd be looking up the scripture. It would take hours, you know. And now you can go and you can find the scriptures and look up a word, and it's only a few minutes. So look it up yourself, these scriptures about false prophets and about lying and about deceit and about extortion. You'll see it for yourself. The Word of God is full of warnings. So I don't know why anybody would want to listen to Rod Parsley. The only thing I want to hear from Rod Parsley is I want to hear some repentance from him. I want to hear an apology from him. That's what I want to hear. Not only do I want to hear it, God himself would love to hear that. Yeah, he has been merciful to him too, because Rod is still alive. And so he still has time. God is still giving him time to make a change. So that's what I hope and pray for Rod. But anyway, I'm going to read a couple things here from the Kim Clement Facebook page. So you can hear it for yourself, because I find it odd that they invite you to a den, but it's right here. And they say, don't stop now. Thank you so very much for your continued prayers and support. Kim is stable, and they have placed him in a medically induced coma to help speed his recovery. Doctors are pleased with the progress. We expect they will keep him in this state for a few days. If you haven't participated in yesterday's prayer gathering at the den, please do so now. We believe God is going to show show up, show off, and take all the credit. No, 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 God's not going to be there. Okay, there was, they have some posts here about what happened to him, that he was rushed to the hospital. I think it was Monday or Tuesday, and then they had to do brain surgery because he had a brain bleed. And there's a few different reasons why people have these events. So we'll see. I don't know why this happened to him exactly, but we'll see. But anyway, that's the update on Kim Clement. And you can also go to YouTube, and there's some videos there about Kim Clement. You can actually, I'm going to play a couple audio clips from him, so you can actually hear he some of his false prophecies. But I believe Kim Clement is not a Christian. I believe he probably is in the occult, most likely, because usually when someone invites me to a prayer service, they say, are you coming over to the church building? They don't tell me, are you coming to the den? That in itself is odd. And I'm going to read you this quote, and this is from Kim Clement's website. Now, you can go there. It's called kimclement.com, and you can click on beliefs. So this is directly from his website. I'm not making this up. I didn't hear somebody say it. This is him. He says that he's talking about Nicodemus. Okay, he says, when Nicodemus approached Jesus and commented on how he recognized God was with him, his great miracles, and for being a great teacher, Jesus responded by telling him that he must be born again to see, he says. And he's got see in capital letters. He must be born again to see the kingdom of God. The next step is to enter what is seen. Jesus did not say that ye must be born again to be saved or to escape from judgment. In fact, in the New Testament, you will not find examples of Christ or his disciples instructing and warning the crowds to get born again in order to be saved. For what scripture reveals, it is possible that Jesus did not ever use this same terminology again when teaching about the kingdom of God. Now, you know, you can't make this up, okay? Now, this is the guy that people say, oh, Kim Clement, he's a prophet, and he's on TBN, and he's all over the place, and he's talking about Jesus, and I don't know. In some of the YouTube clips I looked at, I don't really ever see him holding a Bible. But anyway, now I know, and probably you know yourself, that you were born again. Remember when you were born again? Remember? I remember. Yeah, I remember. So you're telling me that I wasn't born again, Kim Clement? You're telling me that? You're telling me that wasn't real, and that Jesus never said that? And you know, this man's got a problem. So why would you want to listen to this man? Why would you take anything he has to say seriously? Why would you say he's a Christian? It only takes 5 minutes to go and look at the information. There isn't any reason why anybody has to be deceived by these false prophets that are out there, because almost all of us have computers. And years ago, before the advent of the internet and before we had computers, it was hard to get information out. But now it's easy to get information out. So there isn't any reason why people have to be buying into these false prophets and these false teachers. All you have to do is go and look up what they say, listen to what they're saying, and you'll hear it for yourself. So it's like I said last week, they get, some of these false prophets and false teachers get angry at people like myself and others that expose them. But in essence, really, I'm not really exposing them because they expose themselves. They say these things. They say it. I didn't say it. I'm not saying it about them. It's true. They're saying it. They're doing it. They're exposing themselves for what they are. So they don't really need me to do it. I'm just telling you so that I'm saving you a little bit of research. So there it is. If you want to go and see it for yourself, KimClement.com, beliefs. So this, here's something else he says. So was this man Nicodemus, who was recognized by Christ as a teacher of Israel, in danger of eternal punishment? That's not what this was about. Those that have opposed my stand have done so because I teach that Nicodemus was already saved from hell before meeting Christ. What happened to all of the other righteous men and prophets who had already lived and died under the law before Christ came? God had already provided a salvation from hell for all of the righteous dead. This is no new concept. Jesus called this place Abraham's bosom. Okay, there you go. Kim Clement, in his own words. So there you are. Now, you can also go, there is a very good article on the website, Let Us Reason. Welcome to Let Us Reason Ministries. And this is a good website. There's good articles on here. And the article is Kim Clement a New Age Prophet? And I say he is. Yes, he's a New Age prophet and a false prophet, a deceiver. He likes to call himself a prophet, and he loves himself, really. He talks about, this is like another flag to me because I don't spend all day in prayer. I have a life. I don't go for hours and I'm praying and I'm taking my prayer shawl into my closet and I'm going into my garden and I'm afraid to walk on the ground of that garden because I've been there so many times praying that it's holy ground. And you know, they're always bragging about how spiritual they are. Well, if you're really so spiritual, you would know Jesus did say you're supposed to be born again. You would know that being born again is a real experience. You know that you get a brand new life. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. So what do you call that? And, you would know all those things if you spent all day in your garden, and then you go into the spirit, like, you'll hear him saying he goes into the, he's always caught up in the spirit and he has visions and God's always showing him something. So he's better than you. And that's what he's saying, really. But anyway, this is a good article. And it's not that long, but he really did do some excellent research here. So that's something that you can reference when you're doing your investigation into who really Kim Clement is. So Here's another quote. This is talking about sin, grace, salvation. In an interview with Matt Crouch on TBN, Clement had these gems to say. Let me say something to you. Most of you know that when you were sinners, you didn't have to be told of your sin. You were aware of your sin all the time. And I don't think so. You didn't have to be told, Clement goes on to say. He investigates himself and for the first time in his life finds that there's something good inside of him because the church and the gathering should be a place where you discover the greatness and the treasure of God that's inside of you, not the bad thing. So in other words, when they come into our presence for the first time in their life, they hear, they're saying, there's something beautiful inside of me. No, trust me. Before I was saved and somebody told me I was messed up, these Christians told me I was messed up, I thought to myself, don't tell me I'm messed up. I'm not messed up. No, I didn't think I was such a bad sinner. So that's ridiculous. I wasn't looking at, after I got born again, I knew there wasn't any good thing in me. I'm not a Christian because I have to have a good self-image. That's stupid. It's idiotic. Really. I don't need my ego petted when I go to church. I want to hear the word of God. I want to be corrected. I want to be rebuked. I want to grow and mature in Jesus Christ. So I don't need to be told all the time how great I am because I'm not so great. And most of us know that about ourselves. Amen. The only reason we have any goodness in us at all is because of Jesus. Otherwise, we wouldn't have anything. So I did take a couple of clips here from Kim Clement, and we'll see how this thing progresses. I think it's very interesting what's been happening over the past few weeks with what I believe is a judgment on some of the ministries and some of the so-called ministries anyway, but I wouldn't want to be in his shoes. I wouldn't. There's no money. It's not worth it. There's not enough money in the world to turn any of us away from what we know. And we know what Jesus Christ did for us. And there's no turning back, amen, for all the fame and all the fortune. And it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. Because when you're lying in a medically induced coma, the doctors can only do so much for you. They can't heal you. Nobody can heal you. There's nobody that's coming with some anointed hands to lay hands on you for you to get a miracle. Because the only person that can give you that miracle is Jesus Christ. He can give it to you. Yeah. He's the only one that can give it to you. So in that situation, for both of these men, Rod Parsley and Kim Clement, this is a great opportunity for both of them to really have an encounter with Jesus Christ, a real encounter, not the false encounters that they've been having. But Kim Clement, here is a, now this is interesting, so let's listen to let's see, I had one here about Kim. I'm going to play this one. Kim Clement, now he's talking about the Pope. Now this is interesting, so here you go.
The Spirit of God shall fall in buildings of rock and stone.
He
It is my time to invade the Roman Catholic Church throughout the earth, as it has been spoken. It is time for my favor to rest upon my people. For my spirit has been hovering above the land as I was in the beginning, so it shall be at the end.
Now he's saying there that God's going to visit the Roman Catholic Church. Well, the only way God visits the Roman Catholic Church is he's come out of her, my people. Yeah, get out of there. Run for your life. That's what God would be saying to people that belong to the Roman Catholic Church. So no, no, we're not going to have a revival in the Roman Catholic Church. It's just not possible. Not possible. Here's another famous, some other famous Kim Clement quotes. This is about a 4-minute clip here.
Every time you come onto this broadcast, onto this gathering together, I don't want you to leave saying, I got nothing out of it. Because you'll forget what I say, what I teach. You'll forget what I do, but you'll never forget the way I made you feel. That's why it's so important for me, for you to understand why you've got to have your soul in order. Now, in order for you to understand all this, you've got to know what the soul is. David spoke to his soul, because he knew that if his soul was down or distraught, if his soul was downcast, the rest of his life, with people with him, would be downcast. His acts would be, whatever he did, his work would be affected by his soul. So you may be saying, well, you've got a spirit as well. Well, why doesn't that just dictate to us? Well, it's trying to dictate to the very thing that controls our whole life, and that's the soul. Okay? So I want that to happen today. I want your soul to be restored. So let me teach you a little bit about it. Before I do, let me read one scripture to you.
Okay, I want you to notice the slip of the tongue there, and I'll play it again. He says he wants your soul to be destroyed. And so, oh, sorry, he says. But no, that's the real Kim talking. I want your soul to be destroyed. I'm going to play it for you again.
Every time you come onto this broadcast, onto this gathering together, I don't want you to leave saying, I got nothing out of it. Because you'll forget what I say, what I teach. You'll forget what I do, but you'll never forget the way I made you feel. That's why it's so important for me, for you to understand why you've got to have your soul in order. Now, in order for you to understand all this, you've got to know what the soul is. David spoke to his soul, because he knew that if his soul was down or distraught, if his soul was downcast, the rest of his life, with people with him, would be downcast. His acts would be, whatever he did, his work would be affected by his soul. So you may be saying, well, you've got a spirit as well. Well, why doesn't that just dictate to us? Well, it's trying to dictate to the very thing that controls our whole life, and that's the soul. Okay? So I want that to happen today. I want your soul to be restored. So, let me teach you a little.
There you go. I want your soul to be destroyed. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's not hard to figure out. And I noticed that he says that he wants your soul to be in orbit. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. And don't remember what he said. Now, of course, we know that when we preach the word, it's the word of God that changes people. It's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So, but he's telling you, you'll forget what I said, but you're going to remember how I made you feel. Oh, no, no, thank you. I don't want to remember how you made me feel. No. Now, here's an interesting clip. This was from about 2010, 2011. And you can go and look at this video clip on YouTube, and it's from the Remnants J&J channel. And now, I don't agree with the woman's philosophy. I think she does an excellent job with her research, which she does, but I think that the lady is into some kind of the Black Hebrew movement or whatever. So, no, I don't agree with that. I'm just mentioning this channel because they do have the audio and the video of these comments. So it's for research only, and she does an excellent job with her research. So anyway, this is Kim Clement. Now, he's talking at the Without Walls Church in Tampa when Paula White was there. And he's prophesying that all their debts are going to be paid. But, of course, we know that the debts were not paid. Both churches were in foreclosure, the one in Lakeland and the one in Tampa, and they no longer exist. They've been bulldozed. You can actually go to my YouTube channel, Susan Puzio, and you can see the video of the bulldozed buildings. So, no, the debts were not paid. And once again, Kim Clement is a false prophet. So this is about a seven-minute clip, and you'll hear Kim proclaiming the word of the Lord that they will be out of debt.
They've already done this, says the Lord. But I will clear the debt of his place. I will remove every cent that is owed, and I will prove myself as the great Jehovah Jireh, says the Lord. And allow the fire of the Lord to consume your enemy. You see what he told me? He said in 2010, I need to clear debt. By the middle of 2010, I am so ready for it, and this is not just some mystical promise. This is a real word from God. American, so what about this nation? What about it? If God could do something suddenly for Elisha and Elijah, for Moses, for David, how much more can he do it for you? How much more can he do it for you? Come to this altar.
If you did not or were not able to be here for the Pursuing His Presence conference with Prophet Kim Clement, make sure you invitate. He really has given us corporately as a family of God the work that I absolutely 100% know is of God.
I'm going to ask you to sow specifically and to give a seed to your children. Ask everybody who can to sow $127 because Psalm 127 says the Lord's plan that the children, our children are a heritage. They're the blessing of the Lord. And believe for blessing to be upon them. I'm also asking that because we need a miracle. I'm just trying to say we have to have a supernatural abundance financially. It's just the time of December where most people kind of hold back and don't give, and the reality is there's two major mortgages that we're carrying Lakeland and we're carrying this. God is faithful. He's never failed since the day he came back, and he said restore and bring back the glory and restore the integrity and honor. And I ask you to bless the house of God. If you can give an additional $50, we just need it today. I don't have to get up here and say, who's going to give me $1,000? Who's going to do this? Just if you believe in ministry and you believe in making a difference and you say, Paul, I'm going to stand with you. I need you to stand with us. Two big mortgages. It is what it is, right, guys?
Come on, let's welcome the prophet in this house. me when I say it. And I get embarrassed. I say, Lord, why do you make me say this? He said, what looks totally impossible is my greatest joy to deal with. There will be three deaths this year. There will be three deaths this year, says the Lord. The first one is the death of death.
That no longer exists. It's been bulldozed. And they filed for bankruptcy protection in 2014. Those documents are also available on the internet. But the people are standing up and they've got their fists in the air and they're all shouting and chanting, death to debt, death to debt. Now, I don't know about you, but when I have debts, I have to pay them. Like debt cancellation, who's going to pay those debts? Is it Christian to not pay your debts? Is it Christian to say, well, I've got that cancellation, so you don't need your money. I'm not going to give you your money because God's canceling the debts. So I don't see that in the Bible that we're supposed to, first of all, you shouldn't be borrowing money unless you're going to make money with the money. That's a good way to borrow if you know that you're going to make money. But just to borrow to buy things that you can't afford and you get yourself into debt, and then you're running over to Kim Clement or Benny Hinn or Mike Murdock or somebody and you need debt cancellation. So you don't want to pay the people back. Did you ever notice that when you lend people money, and I don't lend anybody money, so if anybody ever asks me, I don't do it. And the Bible says don't lend money because you'll make an enemy, which you can count on it, okay? When you want your money back, you're going to make an enemy because nobody likes to pay back. So now, as Christians, are we supposed to be like that? Are we supposed to make debts? Now, sometimes things happen in people's lives, and yes, they do have to file for bankruptcy, and that is debt cancellation for sure, okay, bankruptcy. But you should still try to pay back something. And so I don't know any other debt I don't know any other supernatural debt cancellation. If you can find me that scripture in the Bible, please email it to me because I don't see it. I don't see the Jesus I know walking around telling people, look, I've got something for you. I've got debt cancellation. You know that person you borrowed money from? Forget it. You don't have to pay them. Just pray for debt cancellation. They don't need the money anyway. How would you like somebody doing that to you? Would you like that you were kind enough to lend somebody money? And then when they saw you coming, they went on the other side of the street and they didn't want to pay you back. And then they told you, God told me he's giving me debt cancellation. You wouldn't like it. No, you wouldn't like it. So no, that's not Christian. I'm not saying you can't get some miracle, somebody could give you some money or you could get a really good job or whatever and you can pay your debts. God does perform miracles. But trust me, he's not going to perform miracles if all you do is buy things on credit that you can't afford and rack up debts and you never repent, you never try to pay it back, you just continue in your ungodly lifestyle. So I can't help you. The way God can help you out of that situation is to acknowledge what you did wrong, repent, ask for God's forgiveness, ask for his help. He'll get you back on track financially. Yeah, he will. Yeah. He'll do that. So we're going to talk a little bit here now about Juanita Bynum. Now, I was watching the Word on Word Network last night, and they're having a partners conference. This is a new thing they're doing. Is every year now they're going to have, and I think their office is in Detroit, they have this partners conference. And so they're inviting all the partners from the Word Network to come, and they had one of the major hosts was the so-called Bishop Bloomer. And Bishop Bloomer, he has a ministry where he can kick demons out of your life, but Bloomer can't kick the demons out of his own life. I've got a video on my YouTube channel, and it's called George Bloomer Wipes His Anointed Sweat on Your Money. So this is an audio clip that I got when he was at the Without Walls Church in Tampa. And he was promising them too that. This was in 2014 that, oh, the building was going to be filled and God was going to bless them. But, of course, we know that that building was bulldozed. So there's another guy that is a false prophet. He claims that he was a crack addict at one time. And even after supposedly he had an encounter with the living God, he then again became a crack addict. Anyway, this guy is very questionable. But he claimed in this video that if you came up with an offering, that he was sweating and that he was going to wipe his sweat on your money because his sweat was anointed, and then you were going to get all kinds of miracles. So this is how nutty George Bloomer is. So anyway, Juanita Bynum happened to be there, and Juanita, you know, really, Juanita has totally lost her mind. You can go to one of her websites is called the Lotus Foundation. And the Lotus Foundation is a foundation that she started, and she quotes people like Mahatma Gandhi, Confucius, and she says how much she loves the lotus flower, which is a Hindu symbol, but a Buddhist symbol. So they've got Bynum there. Now, I can't listen to her for really more than a few minutes because this woman, all she does is scream. One day she's going to lose her voice because you can't scream like that all the time and bray like a donkey. You know how they go, eventually you're going to damage your vocal cords from doing that. I don't know how she does it. But anyway, last night on the Unword Network, there's Juanita, and she's calling women up out of the audience. I don't know if she did it to any men, because I don't know if any of the men would have allowed her to do it. But she called women up, and she had these pieces that looked like canvas or something, maybe, you know, 12 by 12 pieces of cloth. And on the cloth, there was an image. And she claims that that's the image of Jesus because Jesus appeared to her. So I'm going to play the audio so you can hear it yourself. But she takes the image of Jesus that she says is Jesus on this cloth. And these poor women are standing there. And she smacks them in the face with this cloth. And she puts it over their whole face, and then, you know, they fall down. So it was very, very bizarre. And a couple of women, you know, they went up there and they let her do it. They let her do it to them. I don't know what they thought they were going to get out of that. First of all, in this audio that I'm going to play, she claims that this is the same image that's on the Shroud of Turin. Well, of course, we know that we are forbidden to have images of God because we don't know what God looks like and we don't know what Jesus looks like. So if God has forbidden us to have images, then why would he put his face on a shroud? He wouldn't do it. He's not going to go against his word. So that's a bunch of foolishness. But here's Juanita talking about Jesus appearing her the image.
And it sounded like somebody had about 15 facelifts, and it sounded like all of a sudden they just went boom, 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 boom. And I jumped up and I looked around over there right where he's sitting, and I said, what was that? I said, did somebody come in this church and get on the throne while I'm laying here in prayer and sleep? And I didn't see it until then. And so a few hours later, he said, can I share some with you, prophet? He said, I heard a rumbling like a plane went low, and the building shook. He said, and it was over in that corner. I said, I jumped up, and I looked in the corner, and I saw the same thing. I said, I heard it too. Lisa said, I was scared to tell y'all. She said, but it sounded like a train was coming. And then literally, I kid you not, the pulpit was shaking until I thought I was having a dream. And he said, when the
you can't make this up. You can't make it up. No. And now she's taking this thing, picture of her supposed Jesus, and she's smacking people in the face with it. So what next? I guess that unsaved people, when they flip the channels and they see some nutty woman there, and it looks like she's wearing a tent. Yeah, she says Jesus showed up at her revival. Yeah, that's what she says. Anyway, so she's wearing a tent, and she's screaming at the top of her lungs, and she never stops screaming. And then they see her smacking people in the face with a piece of cloth. So what do you think unbelievers think when they see that? And then they call that Christian television? It's crazy. Yeah, crazy. So that's the latest gimmick from Juanita. And now I'm going to play this clip. This is about a 7-minute clip from Juanita and Bloomer. Okay, now her and George Bloomer are sitting on the set of the Word Network. This was a couple weeks ago before the Partners Conference, and they're getting everybody ready for this Partners Conference. So Juanita now, she's got these prayer shawls or whatever that she carries around with her, and she that's another thing. If you go up when she is praying for you, she'll put this prayer cloth over your head, and you can't breathe, and then whatever, she's got these prayer shawls. So her and Bloomer are cutting up the prayer cloth on the set, and that video is on, you can see that video too on YouTube, and they're cutting up the prayer cloth. And then they're telling you that you have to, of course, you know, you have to send in an offering to get this prayer cloth, because you have to show God that you mean business, because the God, their God, you have to pay him off. Otherwise, he doesn't hear your prayers. He turns his back on you. So they're sitting there, both of them, and they've got scissors in their hands, and they're cutting up this cloth, and they're telling you then that you need to send in, because when you get this prayer cloth, it's going to change your life. So here they are.
I pray for you.
Glory to God, 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 glory to God.
Every fiber of this cloth will be transferred into a point of contact. I pray for you, you pray for me. We're believing God that he's going to change things for you in your life. I don't know how many of these we can cut out of this, but I sense the Holy Spirit in this place, and miracles is going to take place. And you're going to receive debt cancellation. Victory shall be yours. Blind eyes opening up again. Deaf ears unstopping in the name of Jesus. Nothing pretty about this.
Yes,
nothing
Jesus.
Pretty about this, and
yes.
It doesn't matter how large it is.
God,
just that you,
hallelujah.
Just that you get in on it in the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Yokes broken and destroyed in your life in the name of Jesus. We're coming to you. We're coming to you. We're coming to you. And we're cutting covenant with you. We're believing God for miracles. The Lord has assigned you. He has called you to this moment and to this hour in the name of Jesus. Crack addicts. That crack condition is going to dry up in the name of Jesus. Those of you who have been experiencing just unbelievable poverty, that spirit of poverty is going to leave your house in the name of Jesus. I smell the fragrance of the Holy Spirit in this room right now. Right where you are in your home, begin to worship the Lord right now. Begin to magnify him in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In this. Somebody's victory is on this altar right now. Somebody's breakthrough is on this altar right now. You have made your way to Detroit, Michigan. You didn't plan on being here. You didn't plan on coming. But you got to make your way. You got to make your way. This is the hour. This is the hour. This is the hour of victory. This is the hour of victory. And when you get it, just put it in your Bible or put it on your knee. Bishop Bloomer, Dr. Bynum is praying for me in the name of Jesus. And this is the point of contact. Acts chapter number 19. And they wore cloths on their bodies in the name of Jesus. This is not a gimmick. This is not it's not a trick. This is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Your breakthrough, your deliverance.
Yes, Lord,
is here now. Your breakthrough, your deliverance. I want to take a quick moment. I want to talk to those of you
who are
watching right now. And I'm going to try to keep cutting while I'm talking to those of you who have been experiencing just unbelievable poverty.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord spoke while she was praying in terms of debt cancellation that many of you are not blessed simply because you're robbing God. You're stealing from God. I want you to understand that you can't pay tithe because it's not yours. Tithe is not something that you pay. Tithe is something that you return. And why God is so animate about it, and why he doesn't move from it, is because tithe is something that is extremely important to him. Bring the tithe and the offering into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. And meat simply means the word of God. Churches that don't tithe, there's a lot of dancing and shouting, but there's a drought in the word. Because the word of the Lord follows obedience. And I come to tell you that there are those of you that are watching, and you just can't wait for somebody to lay hands on you or to prophesy that you're going to get a house or you're going to get a car. When God has given you the power in your hand every single week to ignite faith and breakthrough. Tithe means tenth, but the number 10 in Hebrew and also in Greek means test. That every time you get paid, God is testing you. You remember the story? You remember the story where Jesus had gathered himself together, and there in the room came in the woman with the box of alabaster oil. That's the aroma that is still in this room right now, the same oil that was in the alabaster box. And as she entered into the room, she broke it open, but the Bible said that she was a prostitute. So even out of her ungodly business, she brought her tithes to God and broke it open. And it fell on his head and onto his feet, and Judas got up and said, "Why did you do that?" The price of this was 30 denaros, which was the price of a year's salary. He said, "We could have gave this to feed the poor," but Jesus said he said it because he was a thief. And then the scripture says he ran to the priest and conspired with the priest to portray Jesus, and they conspired for 30 pieces of silver, the same amount that was in the alabaster oil. And the priest, the high priest, gave him those 30 pieces of silver. Where did they get it from? They got it out of the treasury. Tithing money was used to bankroll the crucifixion of Jesus.
My God.
Many people are in trouble because you're guilty of taking from the Lord what belongs to him. And so don't come and ask me to pray a financial blessing, a financial miracle on your life if you won't honor God with the tithe and with the offerings. And he doesn't call you a thief, he calls you a robber. And the definition of a thief is you're walking down the street, the car is open, and you reach your hand in and you take the iPad. You're a thief. But a robber is someone who sneaks into your house, and while you're there laying in the bed, they are pillaging your house, taking stuff out while you're in the house. The reason why he calls you a robber, because those of you who steal from God, you steal from God while he's in the house. I just needed to speak to someone that is watching today. That not only do you sit and watch this program and ask for a prayer cloth, the prayer cloth costs nothing, but you're going to sow a significant seed that is going to put you back on target with God. He says in Malachi chapter number 3, he says, "From the days of your fathers you have gone away from my ordinances and not kept them." And ordinances is ordinary practices and principles. You have left them. And he says, "Return unto me and I will return unto you." And they said, "How can we do it?" He asked the question, "Stop robbing me, bring the tithe, and I'll bless you." It's time for you to be blessed of the Lord. We're going to continue to cut, and we're going to go to another clip, and when we come back, we're going to release a supernatural anointing in the atmosphere over the airways, because God wants to shift your economy. And those of you that are going to obey, he's going to do it. $58. I hear the Lord again. 58. 58 promises in the Word of God. Putting a dollar on every promise. $58. 58. 58. 5 grace, 8 new beginnings. God is going to grace you with a season of new beginnings. And I'm not just doing numerology. I am telling you what the Lord is speaking to my heart. And I'm going to send you one of these prayer cloths.
Lines are already jammed. If the lines are jammed, just keep dialing back. You said something, Bishop. You said, what was then
is now.
Do you not know about 15 years ago, God gave me this same thing when I was sitting on TBN? To cut up what was then is now. You talking about those times? Do you not know that even when you're doing the Sabbath and you get ready to pray over the bread, before you can even bite one piece of it, you're supposed to dig the center out and burn it in a candle? Because you're saying to God, I don't need to eat everything. I can offer this up as a sacrifice.
Unbelievable. So, can somebody please tell me what the spirit of poverty is? I didn't know that there was such a spirit of poverty. The spirit of poverty. I don't think so. As Christians, we know that if you work, the Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. So, and if you don't take care of your own household, you're worse than an infidel. So we know as Christians we're supposed to work and do an honest day's work, and if you work 5 days a week or whatever and you work consistently, you won't have to worry about any spirit of poverty. You know, you won't have to worry about a spirit of poverty. Like I said before, sometimes people do go through difficulties in their life, and that's understandable. If they have a sickness or something comes up and they lose their job or whatever. But we know that there's no such thing as a spirit of poverty that they can break off of you if you won't work. I don't care how much money you send to Bloomer and how many prayer cloths you get. If you don't work and hold down a job and save and live within your means, then they can't break any spirit of poverty over you. These people are ridiculous. They play on your emotions. They play on, because they know most people need money. And doesn't the Bible say the love of money is the root of all evil? And so it gets you into trouble. And God said he's only going to give you what you can handle. That's what he promises. He's not going to give you too much or too so that it ruins your life. He just won't do it. So he said he would meet our needs. And God said it. We don't have to pay him to do it. We don't have to pay tithes for him to do it. We just have to ask. And he meets our needs. He said he would meet our needs. So he said he'd never see the righteous forsaken or their seed begging for bread. And I haven't paid God off in 20 years. I stopped that foolishness 20 years ago. If I want to give, I give to people just to bless them, to make them happy. That's how I like to give, not because I want something back. Or because I want points, you know, God's going to write it down in heaven. Oh, look at Susan. Isn't she wonderful? No. We give to each other because we love each other. And we take joy in giving. Just as the Apostle Paul said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And it is truly more blessed to give than to receive. So anyway, that's our program for today. It's interesting out there, isn't it, the days we're living in. Let's see what happens, too. This is supposed to be the month. Now, that's another thing that just, when Christians start looking forward to a stock market crash, you know, I don't look forward to anything like that. I don't like to see people lose their savings, and we should be praying that these things don't happen. Of course, we know that eventually, yes, there is going to be a financial collapse. I don't see it coming anytime soon, though. That's my personal opinion, and I could be wrong, but I just don't see it. So let's pray that blessing on people, and let's not, you know, Jesus said it's a wicked and perverse generation that's always running around looking for a sign, you know, looking for a blood moon and looking for a Shemitah and looking for all these signs. And we're not supposed to be running around looking for signs, because you get deceived that way. Look at what the Word of God says, whatever the Word of God says, and not what somebody else is telling you what the Word of God says, but reading it for yourself, line upon line and precept upon precept. Because when you read it and you read it in context, you'll see what the Word of God says. You'll see what the Word of God says about the end times. And you won't be deceived. You won't buy everything that people are saying and using fear and scare tactics to scare us. I want people to be blessed and for them to enjoy their lives as long as we can before, yes, the final judgment comes and before the Antichrist arrives on the scene and all those things happen, which is going to be devastating. It is. It really is going to be devastating. But while we're here, let's enjoy our lives. Let's look forward to the future. And we don't have anything to be afraid of, because no matter what, God is going to take care of us. He promised us that, and he really does love us. We can rest in that. So God bless you today. I do see two callers, but I think that they're just listening, so that's why I didn't ask about taking the calls. But anyway, God bless you all. Thank you, everybody, for being in the chat room. Thank you, Brother Vince. And don't forget to check out Southeast Vince. He's on Truth Sharks Radio on Blog Talk Radio and Black by Color Only. He has a very, very good program. And also Jackie Alnor's program on Rapture Ready Radio. I know she did a program last night on Kim Clement. I have to go and listen to it. And the Wolf Tracker, who also has Daily Manna from Heaven. Those are some good programs that I would recommend here on Blog Talk Radio. So God bless you all. Are you ready for some football? Yay, tomorrow. Okay, God bless you. And don't forget, the most important thing is Jesus Christ is Lord. And Jesus Christ said, yes, he did, in John, the third chapter, ye must be born again. And first you're born of your mother, and then ye must be born again of the Spirit of God. The Bible says in the book of Romans that confession is made with the mouth unto salvation. We must repent of our sins, confess our sins, and he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to give us a brand new life. No matter what you've done in your life, God can forgive you. He will forgive you, and he will forget about it. Yes, he will wipe your slate clean and give you a brand new, beautiful life, and you'll have peace and joy. The things you can't buy it. It's free. So give your life to Jesus today. You'll never regret it. Never. God bless you.
Hey, record. Here we go.
going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.